Jeffrey has decided to fix his mind. He closes his eyes, takes a deep breath, and immediately starts arguing with himself. You're useless. Why did you say that yesterday? That was so weird with the girl anyway. And you were, you know, why were you looking like that?
What kind of weird? Maybe you should go to TikTok boy hairstyle.
Jeffrey, you were supposed to meditate, not host a UFC match inside of your skull.
Hamza versus Greg Dushard.
Wait, where's Greg? Oh, there you are. I forgot you're 5'4".
Hamza's been claiming natural this entire time.
Oh no, he's using his signature move.
But he's just bitching.
Exactly.
This is all going on inside of Jeffrey's head. Why are you letting your inner voice run your life? You've got a monkey living inside your head and you're giving it full creative control. Your life quality must be so low living like this. We have to help Jeffrey. Adonis. Adonis quietened his inner voice by sitting under a waterfall for 9 years straight. Now his mind is so silent, he can hear a mosquito blink. Look at him, calm, centered.
The Hamza situation gets worse!
Greg, get out of here, we're trying to cultivate peace! Adonis has mastered the monkey mind. He's reclaimed the seat of consciousness and he's built an unshakable life because his thoughts no longer deter him. And Anastasia is peaceful too. They are focused, they are disciplined, they are clear-minded. Their relationship thrives because they don't let intrusive thoughts dictate their actions, and it all started with understanding this one truth. You are not your thoughts. Once you realize that, your whole life begins to change. Even people who aren't crazy can admit we have a voice inside of our mind. You are not that voice. And understanding this, which is what we're going to cover today, is going to give you the single greatest boost to your life that you could possibly imagine. I do not say this lightly. Making progress in this topic is going to help you more than making money, building an aesthetic physique, and doing anything else that I've ever preached to you. This is the single most important topic that we could talk about. You will get the single greatest boost to your life quality by harnessing the power of your inner voice and learning how to calm down the monkey mind. I used to call it intrusive thoughts, negative thoughts. I wasn't very close to killing myself, but I wasn't as far away as would have been safe. Back in 2019, I was just doing like all the bad habits. I had nothing really to live for. I wasn't close to my family. I was with a girl who it was just like a toxic relationship, which probably was worse than just being single. And I was just smoking weed all day, playing video games, eating junk food. I had nothing to live for. And this is when the negative thoughts started in my mind, and I would just berate myself all day, every day, to the point that I remember I had one thought which just popped up out of nowhere and it said, why don't you just kill yourself then? Interestingly, and I was very lucky to just randomly realize this, I realized that a lot of my problems, like the pain in my life back then in 2019, was specifically because of the thoughts that I was having. So I went through this journey of researching intrusive thoughts, negative thoughts. Why do we think so negatively? And what can we do about it? What do you do when a random thought just pops up in your mind and it's weirdly abusive, aggressive, threatening? And the conclusion that I came to after years of research is when you take your thoughts too seriously, thinking that it's you, that's when it's terrifying. So try this right now. You can put a manual thought inside of your brain, right? Say a word in your brain, like say water inside of your brain. You can hear your own voice there. That's what we'll call manual thoughts. It's thoughts that you manually implant in your brain, and it maybe makes up like 1% of the thoughts that you hear in your brain. Because how often do you manually say something in your mind compared to the automatic thoughts which just arise randomly throughout the day, the ones that you didn't actually choose to have, they just pop up out of nowhere. And it is the automatic thoughts that unfortunately a lot of us think are still us. Even though we didn't consent to them, even though we didn't choose to have those thoughts, they just pop up out of nowhere based on maybe past experiences and content that we've consumed and things that our parents said to us. But we didn't choose to have these automatic thoughts, and so you are not these thoughts. So in today's guide, I want to help you to stop like this compulsive overthinking get a calmer mind, and you will realize you will become so much happier by doing this. We as humans are meant to be like bundles of joy. We are meant to be extremely joyful creatures. It's just that there are like handbrakes on our joy, like things that slow us down. And the single biggest thing that stops you from being joyful and laughing like 90% of the day is literally just this one topic. So every little bit of progress that you make in this topic, you're gonna realize that you are significantly happier through your day. The inner voice is the source of most of our suffering in life. If you are not in a life where your survival needs are not being met, like obviously there's people who are in war, so that's different. But if you're in like relatively a safe country and you have a roof over your head and you get enough calories, the real world problems that we think are problems, like, you know, we're scrolling too much, we've just ate some bad food, the person rejected us, we're gonna be late for work. Like most of these things, I'm telling you right now, they're about like 1-2% of the suffering that we go through. Most of the suffering is actually just what your mind says about the real world events. For example, let's say you have like a bit of an argument with someone and, you know, your mother says something kind of rude to you before you go to like school that day. Now, she said something rude for about 5 seconds, but your brain will replay it 100 times over the next day and maybe even longer. The same with, let's say you're walking through the street and there's someone of the opposite sex, there's a girl who looks at you. And let's say she just happens to look at you in a bit of a distasteful way, which you believe in your mind means that she thinks you're ugly. It was a 1 second bit of eye contact with this person, and your brain will literally replay it hundreds of times and make you change the path that you're on. You'll start to consider new hairstyles. Oh, I've really got to get serious in the gym. Oh, I've got to do this thing. I've got to do this thing. Your entire day changes based on this 1 second moment with this girl who just happened to look at you a bit weird. What you didn't realize is that her feet hurt from the shoes that she's wearing, and she wasn't judging you. She was just in pain about something completely separate. And so your inner voice can just randomly make you feel bad, even though today was a good day. Because when you hear something in your mind, most of us, if you haven't trained this skill, we attach onto that thought and we believe it. And this is where the source of a lot of our anxiety and stress comes from, not from things in the real world, but from just what our inner voice says to us. We identify ourselves with what we say in our mind. And if our mind is feeling kind of fearful right now, if it's feeling anxious, if it's feeling stressed, then we think we are stressed. Even though we're about to discuss ways that you can actually detach from the mind. And also the mind just exaggerates problems and it gets so many things wrong. Like how many times have you really believed something in your mind? Like, oh, that person's doing something wrong. You've done this wrong. That person's going to do this. You know, you've speculated so much about what's going to happen in life or this thing or this thing or this thing. And then you just end up being completely wrong. You're worried about some kind of pain, some problem, and your mind has just exaggerated it 10 times more than it actually is. And this explains why the people who live in rich countries where they have their needs met and they're safe are still depressed. Like they have everything that a human needs to have to feel safe and to prosper. But a lot of people in these rich countries are still depressed and anxious. Why? Because it is not the real world events. It is our own inner mind. And I've really realized this recently. Look, I've had probably the biggest wave of hate so far. You know, it's trending to hate like an influencer at a time. Everyone hates this guy. Everyone hates this guy. Everyone hates this guy. Then you love him and then you hate it. Like it's normal as an influencer to have this. Before this, when I had a few different waves of hate, it was so difficult for me because I attached to it. I kept on looking at it and my mind would just play it over and over and make me feel anxious. But over the last few weeks, I've been training myself on this topic. And what I've noticed is even though this right now is the biggest wave of hate that I've experienced as a YouTuber this entire time, this has actually been the best I've ever dealt with it personally. Like I am still walking around like a bundle of joy. I'm still smiling, laughing, socializing with people. And every now and then I do get like a bit of a thought that, you know, feels a bit anxiety inducing. And I just realized, hang on, physically, I'm absolutely fine. Financially, I'm fine. Everything's fine. It's only the suffering in the mind. Okay, people say something about you, but they always say something about someone. Right now, it's you, but are they physically here in front of you saying something? No. Does it actually need to affect you? No. If you've watched a lot of my videos and you kind of emphasize with me, maybe we've spoke in like some calls or something before, you've got to emphasize a little bit and think, this must be like really hard for Hamza because of how much drama there's been over the last like month or so. And I'm so proud to say that I've remained quite detached from it. Like it's weird and people who are quite experienced in this topic will know what I'm on about. It almost feels like I'm detached. Like people aren't even talking about me. They're just kind of talking about like someone else basically. It almost feels like I'm detached from the situation because I'm not attaching my mind to it. And instead I'm just living living my life in the real world because I'm not chronically online like most people. And in the real world, life is fucking sick. The sun is shining. My finances are good for the next 20 to 30 years. I'm healthy. I'm happy. I'm making progress in things like my mobility. My hips are looser and I can kick higher. And my cardio is good. And my fitness is good. And my social life is good. And my dating life is great. It's like these are the real world things. But on the internet, it sounds all so scary. If I was chronically online reading every comment and checking every video, oh, he said this about me, I would feel terrible. And the worst thing is it wouldn't just be for the 5-10 minutes that, you know, you look at a particular comment or a video. It would be for the rest of the day, your mind would keep replaying it. But I'm so proud to say that because of the kind of training that we are literally talking about today, my mind has not been replaying it, as you can imagine. Like if you were getting all these kinds of videos about you and this guy said this and this guy said this, your mind would randomly remind you about it like every 10 seconds. I think about like the sort of hate and stuff maybe like 5 times in the day for like a few seconds each time. And I often just kind of smile and be like, oh, well, that's like the life that I chose. I chose to be an influencer. I knew that this kind of stuff would happen. It's just business. They're trying to put bread on the table for their family. I don't think they're doing it in the best way. I'd rather just educate people, but it happens. Sometimes there's waves when people love you. Sometimes there's waves where people hate you, but my message stays the same. I help people to become more disciplined. I'm not perfect. I make progress. You know, I just kind of say this to myself in like a bit of a lighthearted way. And a lot of the tension, the stress, the anxiety just dissipates. And then we need to understand why this inner voice is so powerful. And it's all about evolution. Our inner voice, 99% of the time, will be speaking more on what feels like negative topics rather than positive ones. The reason why is because it's like a survival instinct. When your mind ruminates on the negative, it's basically trying to keep you safe in like an evolutionary term. Let's say right now, the situation I'm going through is like there's like a wave of hate right now, and it'll pass, but right now there is one. The inner mind is supposed to pipe up at a time like this to make you take it really seriously because it fears being banished from the tribe. It fears the primal caveman consequences of something like being judged socially. When you're out in the real world and there's like a girl who looks at you weird, the reason why that can hurt so much is because your primal nervous system is sending that kind of thought to your inner mind to make you think like, oh, I really have to like level up my appearance. I really have to fix this because you have the fear of not being able to reproduce. So it magnifies problems to make you take it seriously. And it's all just based on evolution and survival. It's like an evolutionary threat detection system. Our brain, our whole nervous system and our mind will pick up on all the subtle cues around the world and from what we've been through in the past and send these negative thoughts that make you basically act in more of a safe way, more of a controlled way. Now, if we were living in like the caveman times, this would be so helpful. Like imagine if out on the field, we think we see a lion. Instantly the thought would come in and you know, we'd get ready and our muscles loosen up and we can sprint and we can run away. If we see the enemy tribe, we get ready. Our brain will literally tell us like, oh, they seem strong. They've got better weapons than us. It would make you ruminate on that so that when you go back to your tribe, you're thinking, oh shit, they've got better weapons. Let's make ours better as well. That would have been so helpful for our ancestors, but not so much in the modern day. Because in the modern day, a lot of this overthinking, like we can all be honest, a lot of this overthinking is actually not valuable at all. If, for example, like someone looks at you weird, let's say it's like a guy and he looks at you weird, you don't need to get ready in your mind to think, oh, well, you know, he might have a better weapon than me, because 99 times out of 100, nothing's going to happen. A lot of us live in fairly safe countries. And then let's use my situation, my example in this. Okay, so there's people who make like hate videos about each other. There's people who leave like hate comments. Back in the caveman days, the equivalent of that would have been the tribe looking at you and banishing you. And that's basically a death sentence, like to be banished from the tribe. So it makes you get really small and basically apologetic and you start thinking like, oh no, I'm doing something wrong. Okay, I have to make the tribe like me again. But in the modern day with my situation, if I get really small and completely change my mind and my values, not only will my actual real followers who like me and trust me lose respect for me because these are the values that you like as well, but also the haters won't suddenly like you because if anything, they'll just see it as a weakness and then they'll just hate you and clown on you more. So actually the correct response to a lot of hate is basically changing like nothing about yourself, at least not based on the internet shit and actually, you know, going out living life and naturally coming to your own lessons by yourself and with your family, with your loved ones. But if I respond like my inner voice, my caveman nervous system wants me to do, I would be like so scared, I'd stop posting videos and then the fucking random little haters win and I lose. But if I just post my videos like normal, really the real damage is like there'll be a couple of fucking hate comments. Oh, I'm the big deal to you. Like, okay, congratulations. Like, how big of a deal is that really? It's like cyberbullying. Like, just close your fucking eyes and it's okay. It's very, very warm in here. I'm gonna get naked. And another reason why this inner voice is just so powerful is because it's just there, like 24/7. Like the moment you open your eyes in the morning, the voice is talking. When you're having a shit, the voice is talking. The only time the voice silences is when you're doing something that puts you into a flow state. Like you're in a big competition, like a kickboxing fight, or you're having sex. You're doing something which is huge. That's when the voice quietens for like a few minutes or 45 minutes. Or 4 hours, yeah, I promise, hours. That's when the voice actually quietens and you get some peace in your mind. And this is why a lot of people chase the high from bungee jumping and skydiving, because it's the only time that your voice actually silences. But other than that, in our day-to-day life, the voice is just loud and it's just anxiety-inducing. It's literally triggering the primal caveman nervous system inside of us to make you feel anxious, to make you feel stressed, to get you to act right in its perception of how things used to be, but it's not actually valuable anymore. It literally is made to save you from being killed. Think about that. Like, what is more primal and more significant than literally the system inside of you that was developed to save you from being killed? It's literally even one step above the importance of like your reproduction system. Like, the biological point of life is first and foremost to survive, to not get killed, and then to reproduce. Reproduction is one of the most important, like significant things that you do in life, but it's actually one less important than actual survival. And this system that we're talking about is your biggest threat detection system. It is literally like the single most significant, most impactful, most emotion driving force inside of you to survive. It is literally your nervous system and your inner voice. That's why it's so powerful and it's so incessant and it's very difficult to manage because of how much significance evolution has placed onto the people who have like the loud inner mind. In the modern day, it's bullshit basically. But back in the day, this is the reason why your ancestors survived. Like, think about this. I don't know the correct percentage, maybe my editor can put it up, but most humans did not actually survive and pass on their genes to the point that we are now. If you are alive watching this, that means that every single one of your ancestors from the caveman days and even from before that, from like the days we were all like micro fucking weird little cells or some shit, you survived like hundreds of millions, billions of years of evolution because of your survival mechanism. And it's only in the last few thousand years, especially a few hundred years, that the survival system actually does more harm than good. So it's valuable for these life-threatening moments, and there might be some in your life in the future that you might have been through some already where your nervous system kicked in and you were quickly able to, like, you know, run away from the fire or some shit or get out of the car or whatever crazy shit has happened in your life. But truthfully, for most of us, this survival mechanism is actually the source of most of our suffering. So let's now talk about the specific practical thing that you can do to calm down the inner voice. Just for 1 second, think about the specific things your mind says to you. What is it about? Usually for me, it's about like what I'm gonna do in my day. Maybe what someone said about me on YouTube, about what I'm gonna do after this thing. Okay, I'm gonna record this video. Okay, I'm gonna eat this. The food delivery will come at 8 a.m. Then I'll do this. I'll make a coffee. I'll go to the gym. Mine is quite always about like my sort of routine, my checklist, those kinds of things. And if I don't keep myself so busy with the routine, it's often quite a lot of anxiety of like, oh, what if this goes wrong? What if this goes wrong? Whatever. Just think about like what your mind usually says to you. Now imagine this, because this is so interesting. I promise you're gonna find this really interesting. Imagine all those words are not actually coming from your inner voice. They are coming from your annoying roommate, an external real person next to you. Imagine one day you got cursed by a witch to have like this annoying person who's just attached to you for 24/7. He's gonna follow you around and he's gonna say exactly what your inner mind says. So the moment you open up your eyes in the morning, you know, the birds are chirping and you know, it's like proper beautiful. The moment your eyes open, this fucking guy's next. So anyway, you know, yesterday you said you'd do something and you know, also you didn't do it. And you know, you should probably go get the haircut as well. Remember that looks like you saw it as well. It was really good. He's just yapping right away. The moment you've opened up your eyes, he's just yapping about this thing, then this thing, then this thing. He changes his mind more than I do. Like, that's fucking saying something. Then you go for a shit. And whilst you are literally shitting with your dick out, he sat on the floor next to you. So anyway, you know, after this, what are you going to do? You should probably go and do this thing. And you know, that girl looked at you kind of weird. He's just talking to you that you're showering and he's still fucking yapping. Imagine you have literally been good. He has to be next to you 24/7. You have to live like this for life. When you're trying to study, he's fucking yapping. When you're trying to watch something, he's yapping. When you're trying to eat something, he's yapping. Imagine this is literally like a curse. He is your annoying roommate and you have been cursed to have him follow you around and he says exactly what your mind says 24/7. Imagine how fucking annoying that would be. That is how we all live. And you know what's interesting? When you go outside and you see other people, they all have their own annoying roommates next to them as well. That is like the curse of human life, human existence, human consciousness. And the worst thing is, he doesn't even like say things that are actually valuable. I know sometimes it seems like it is, but how quickly does he jump from topic to topic without even finishing the thought? How quickly does he just contradict himself, change his mind? He's wrong about 99% of things if he ever even finishes a fucking point in the first place. So it's just not even valuable. It's just chatter, like noise. It's just annoying. How would you live with this? Imagine if you were genuinely cursed by a witch to have this annoying roommate follow you around 24/7 for the rest of your life, and imagine there was no way you could get rid of him. He's just yaps. What would you do? Because I've discovered that there is only one correct response. There is only one valid response to the curse of human consciousness. What would you do? Think about it. Would you listen to him seriously? You probably shouldn't, because most of the time he just yaps about fucking bullshit and he changes his mind. He doesn't actually give like very intelligent points, although it kind of seems like that. He contradicts himself. He's wrong most of the time anyway, so his track record's shit. So you shouldn't listen to him seriously. Should you argue with him? Should you manually go in there and argue with him and engage with him? Well, no, because it'll just get kind of annoying. It'll get louder. And again, you're arguing with like a fucking deranged little retard. So you shouldn't do that either. Like, think of all the things you could do in response to your annoying roommate. There's only one correct response. You know what it is? Use him as a source of humor instead of actually like taking on board what he says, because you're just taking the advice of a fucking retard, basically. The only one correct response to this entire curse of human consciousness is to basically just laugh at him. Like, imagine you're just driving and then he sat next to you and he says like, oh, anyway, you know, that girl that looked at you, you're ugly. You should just, instead of like trying to think, oh, well, no, I'm not ugly. You know, I'll go home and I'll get that different haircut. Instead of taking it seriously, you should just like think about how absurd it is that you just have like this fucking annoying roommate that randomly just said this when 20 minutes ago he said that you looked good. You should use this as a source of laughter. This is what's so interesting. The moment you laugh at him, he goes silent for about 10 seconds and you are just in joy. And then he pipes back up in, you know, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, he says something else. And if you laugh at him again, he goes silent for another 10 seconds. And then you have joy. You have like a reminder to be joyful and humorous and laugh, which is one of the best emotions to actually experience in life, like 24/7. Instead of it being a source of misery and overthinking and just agitation and stress and anxiety, let it be a source of humor. Find the absurdity in the fact that your annoying roommate just pipes up and says random things to you. And also, when you go out into public, visualize every single person having their own annoying roommate and how just funny that the situation actually is. Anytime he says something stupid, just laugh at the situation, at the absurdity of the fact that you have this annoying roommate that right now just said that you're ugly, but 30 minutes ago it said that you look great. When you do this practice, you're doing something very important. You're reclaiming the seat of consciousness. For most people, the suffering that they have is that they think they are their inner voice. But remember how we said before that you are not the voice. You are not your thoughts. The good question to ask is, well then, what am I? And this is what like a lot of the people who have made a lot of progress in spirituality will tell you is, you are not your thoughts. You are the consciousness that hears the thoughts. So you are not the thinker, the voice. You are the one who is aware of the voice. Imagine if the voice is at like the forefront of your mind, like your skull right there. And that's like the voice that you hear. You are not the voice. You are sat in a seat closer to the back of your mind, hearing the voice, perceiving everything. You are the consciousness, not the thinker. You are the one who is aware, the one who hears the voice, the one who listens, not the one who speaks in your mind. Every time you do that practice that we just spoke about, where you visualize the mind as like this annoying roommate and you laugh at it, what you're doing is creating a separation from your belief that you were the voice, but to actually moving yourself to the back of your head and realizing you're not the voice, you're the one who hears it, and you are the one who can make it into a humorous situation. But not only that, you are doing one of the most important spiritual trainings, which is cultivating peace in your mind by creating a separation from yourself and the voice. Because when we are attached to the voice and we think it's us, that's when we get extra anxious and stressful, because when we hear the voice, we actually take it seriously and then we get scared. Imagine if the voice says to me, for example, oh, everyone's hating on you right now. That's gonna stress my nervous system and put me into like fight or flight mode. And for the next 20, 30 minutes, your digestive system literally operates worse. Your heartbeat goes up, your HRV, like all these, you know, like biological health metrics get worse because of one random thought that I believe to be true if I believe that I was the thinker. Suddenly, it loses a lot of the power. Instead of thinking that I said it, so I have to believe it. If I visualize that it came from the annoying roommate, suddenly it loses all of its power. Because literally, 10 minutes ago, he said, everyone loves you, you're really sexy, you're really handsome. Like, and now he's saying, everyone hates you. Like, he just changes his mind. Suddenly, the fact that we say in our mind, we realize it's not a fact, it's just the opinion of a fucking retard. And you wouldn't take it seriously what he says to you, right? So now, can you imagine how big this is? This is not just like, oh, it's a source of laughter. This is literally your entire life quality, your belief about everything in life. Most of our beliefs just come from the annoying roommate, but now that when you visualize him as like a separate person and you put yourself at the seat of the consciousness instead of thinking that you are the voice, you realize how absurd it would be to listen to him and to believe him seriously. You're probably beginning to realize, who the fuck am I? What are your values and your beliefs? Because most of what you think you are is actually the annoying roommate. So who are you? Do you get what we're covering here? Who are you? All of your life, you thought you were the annoying roommate, but now you've realized, no, he's like some fucking, like, you know, fucked up human curse. So who are you? What are your values? You can decide. It's not just what your brain says, which is going to be negative all the time. You can decide what your beliefs are. Manually, you can sit there and think to yourself, what are your beliefs about the world? Most people have not done this. They just take the automatic thoughts from the annoying roommate thinking it's them. But can you imagine how much your life can change? Can you see how dramatic this is? You have never even met yourself. You don't even know who you are. You don't even know what your own values and beliefs are. Everything you thought was your values and beliefs are actually the annoying roommates. So now this is so interesting. What values and beliefs do you want to have? When you create the separation of like the weak mind, the annoying roommates, and you realize that, okay, when you think something negative in your mind, it's just the annoying roommates. Now you can manually implant beliefs and values and priorities into your mind. Well, you can choose. So you choose right now, does everyone hate you? You choose. And of course you'll just say, well, fuck no, of course not. That's one, logically not even fucking true. But also it doesn't help me thinking that way either. How about your attractiveness, your appearance? Before you let your annoying roommate dictate that and he tells you, every day, different opinions. You look great. You look bad. Change your hair. Don't change your hair. This is like, he keeps changing his fucking mind, and all of your opinions on your attractiveness, your appearance, has come from him. Now imagine that every time you hear the voice about your appearance or attractiveness, you realize it's the annoying roommate and you're not going to take it seriously. What beliefs do you want to have about your own appearance? You manually choose right now. Do you want to believe that you're an attractive person? Because what's interesting is if you do believe that you're an attractive person, you'll suddenly start to spend more time improving your appearance. You'll schedule haircuts more consistently. You'll eat cleaner and you'll become more attractive. And also you'll carry yourself in a better way, which is also more attractive. You'll speak to the girl because you actually believe you're in her league or maybe surpass her league, and you end up getting a girlfriend who's hot. And suddenly it's like you live the life of a hot person. But it started with the belief that you manually chose. So why don't you just manually choose all the beliefs and values that actually would help you in your life, in your goals, rather than just listening to whatever the annoying roommate just pipes up with? Do you see how big this is? Your whole perception of the world has not even been set. Everything you believe about the world has literally come from the annoying roommate so far. You don't know anything. You don't even know what you think about the world. Manually, this is why journaling is so valuable, because journaling is like manual thoughts. You manually think something. Manually ask yourself right now, what do you believe about your appearance? And what do you want to believe? What will help you in your goals? Well, you may as well think, yeah, I'm actually really attractive. You may as well just think that, because it's only gonna fucking help you, because naturally when you think that, you'll end up doing the actions that make you more attractive, and also you'll carry yourself in the way and you'll behave in the way of an attractive person, and you'll literally just, to everyone, be more of an attractive person. So you may as well just believe that. You've always heard this from like strong people who tell you, just choose and hold the beliefs that actually serve you and help you in your goals. You've probably barely done that in your life, and most of your beliefs are literally from the annoying room. Do you see how fucking big this is? It's time for you to discover your own values, the world, all of your opinions, your values, your political beliefs, your religious beliefs. You've just let the annoying roommate decide. Manually decide everything and set it in stone. Journal and ask yourself, like, what do I actually really, really think about X? And have that as like a conclusive statement. I think about politics or religion or my appearance or this, that, whatever you want to talk about, and discover it yourself manually instead of letting the automatic annoying roommate thoughts just pop up and confusing that with your own beliefs. Remember how I said before that we all have our annoying roommates, and when you go outside and you can see other people, they have their own annoying roommate too. I want you to do that practice, like go outside and literally look at people and just visualize that they have like this like chumpy, chubby looking, annoying roommate who just follows them around and talks shit to them in their ear. It's kind of like a funny visualization, but more importantly, it will give you compassion for other people. You know, like the weird kid in school who was like eating by himself and he was just, you know, he had like weird mannerisms and whatever. Can you imagine what his annoying roommate is like? Even worse than yours. What is their annoying roommate like? Is it their fault that their roommate just happened to be like, you know, three times as incessant as yours? When you start dating a girl, ask her about her annoying roommate. I guarantee you will develop such a close relationship to your family, your friends, and the girl that you date. Ask her, explain this to her, maybe send her the link to this video and say to her, like, what is your annoying roommate like? What kind of things does it say? Imagine how deep you can get to understand someone. And imagine you can have compassion for your loved ones and for everyone when you think about what their annoying roommate is like. So when someone you love randomly lashes out at you, and imagine like your sibling, your brother says something rude to you, think that maybe it was just his annoying roommate that randomly went in his ear and said that, you know, you did something bad. Because your brother's not a bad person for this. And that weird kid that we all judge, he's not a bad person. Some people have just got like a way louder, annoying roommate. And this is the curse of human existence. This is why this is one of the most important topics, not only for our own development, but also for you to spread to other people. So teach what you've learned today. Teach it to as many people as possible. Tell them about that visualization of the annoying roommate. Rant to them about, like, you know, like, this is the curse of human life. And to the people you really love, get into a deep conversation, explain this topic to them, and ask them, like, with so much curiosity, like, what is your annoying roommate like? What does it say? You know, if it ever says anything kind of like weird or negative, tell me. Because imagine if your girlfriend comes up to you and she says, like, this is weird, but like my annoying roommate keeps telling me that you're cheating on me. And you're like, oh, no, look, like, no, of course I'm not. Look, you want to see my phone or something? No, of course I'm not. It's just like the annoying roommate just kind of says that to you. And imagine if someone can be so honest to you to tell you, like, oh yeah, their annoying roommate keeps telling you, like, imagine again, it's your girlfriend and she says, my annoying roommate keeps telling me that I look ugly today. And you're like, no, I thought you look amazing. And she gets to finally relax and you realize that all of us have this fucking curse. And you can be like the shining light in the darkness of like human existence because you understand this now and you can use what you've learned today and spread it to other people. Like I have spread it to you. Spread this knowledge to other people. You don't have to like share my video or anything, but you just like go and teach people what you've learned today because you can see how important this topic is. I told you near the start of this video that this is something I struggled with so heavily. Like I used to call it negative thoughts when my annoying roommate, like before I understood this concept, this visualization, my inner voice just used to talk shit to me. It was like my biggest bully in life. And I was honestly like so depressed and anxious and stressed that my life quality was so low before I knew how to deal with this. Well, you now have the skill, like the knowledge to pass what you've learned today to other people to help them. So you could be helping someone like younger me. You could be helping someone like younger you who's, you know, we've had like so many negative thoughts and bullshit in our mind. And you can be the person who helps other people with that topic. I personally think for me that this topic, that the concept of like intrusive thoughts, negative thoughts, thinking is one of the most interesting topics when it comes to like self-improvement, fixing your life and everything. You know, we talk about business, we talk about money and girls and stuff. I think this specific topic is one of the most purposeful things that we can talk about. I really think it creates like one of the biggest impacts. It's just a shame that most people aren't as interested in it. You know, if I make a video on like top 9 ways to kiss a girl, it'll get more views. If I make a video on like how to make money so quickly and, you know, just be a Jew and like, it'll get more views. But you make a video on this, which is so, so important, and it gets so much less views than everything else because people aren't really aware of how important this topic is. So I hope that I explained everything today in a way that you understood and you take this seriously because it has changed my life more than probably anything else I've done so far, including going to the gym, including making money, being a YouTuber and building the physique and getting confidence with socializing with girls, with everything that I've done over the last like 10 years of my sort of self-improvement discipline journey. This has been the single biggest thing that has changed my sort of moment-to-moment experience and enjoyment of life, which is just so fucking massive. You've probably seen that recently. I've been going through like some of the most hate that I've had before. It happens like in this industry, like 1 minute everyone loves you, the next minute everyone hates you, then the next minute everyone loves you again. And right now it's been one of the biggest ones that I've felt in the last like 5 years since I started this. And just emphasize with that for a second, imagine this is not just, you know, your business that people are attacking, but they're also bringing in like personal attacks to you. And, you know, a lot of it is just spreading lies or exaggeration. And, you know, like it feels like you're being wrong wronged. It feels like there's no justice. I watch someone's video and like the things he says are just not even true, but people just believe it because it's made in like, you know, a negative, hateful kind of way. It can be hard to deal with that. But when I tell you myself that I have dealt with it so well, like I've still, you know, had a bit of struggle here and there. I've still had some moments of anxiety and, you know, that worry of like, oh damn, like there's so many people who are talking shit right now. I saw that hate comment, I saw that one, whatever. But this kind of training, this practice of controlling the inner voice, it just keeps you so much more calm, even through these really, really hard moments. I've been driving to the gym and I'm like smiling and I'm singing. You know, sometimes I'm just there like, okay, fuck it. You know what? This is the life I chose. People are gonna talk shit because it's business, bro. They just wanna get some views. That's fine. You know, they say this, they say that. There's a couple of good points they make. It's the type of shit I already say about myself already, so I don't even have to take so much of it seriously. Let them fucking talk. This is what you sign up for. And if anything, this is going to train you to be a bigger and better person. It's okay. It comes in waves. Right now, some people hate you. Soon, many of the same people will start to love you again. It's just what happens in this industry. And I've stayed so like mentally sane through this entire thing, through an incredibly hard time because of training like this. This is why I wanted to record this video today, because it's so like time relevant to what I'm going through in life. So no matter what like some hate video says about me, the truth is I've been here consistently just trying to help you on your journey, just like I have hopefully with this video. And I still believe 100%. People can say it's like egotistical or something. I don't give a shit. I still believe the advice I give is so valuable, so important. And I don't think you'd be here if you didn't agree with that as well. I think I give some of the best advice that you can find on the internet. Some of the most life-changing lessons are here on this channel that I've just shared with you. And I'm so proud of that. And I'm not stopping one bit. I'm not slowing down at all. So for the people who've gotten this far in this video, I assume you know the sort of truth and you're thinking, yeah, some of these little haters, they make some good points, sure, but it's the kind of stuff that Hamza says about himself already. And he's on this journey improving himself. He's not perfect, and neither are especially the haters who are talking shit. So if you're one of the people who see the truth of the situation, like, thank you for being here. Maybe leave a comment below that like a lot of this drama is just fucking boring and bullshit, dopamine, rage bait kind of content. And I appreciate you being here and watching this far of this video and really getting a good education and still trusting me no matter what like someone makes in some manipulated, dark seeming video full of lies and everything. So I'm not going to address a lot of the hate because a lot of it's just fucking bullshit. But I appreciate you being here and still trusting me and getting my advice. I hope to keep making like the most valuable guides and videos that I possibly can. And this is just the start. This video right here, this guide is basically like a course that other creators would charge $50, $100, $150 for. And I just post these kind of videos to my YouTube channel for free because I just want to spread a message of self-improvement and discipline. That's why I started this 5 years ago. That's still why I continue now, even though people talk shit and it's like, you know, it's not nice to experience that, but I'm still here because this is literally my life's task. Is I just go, I learn, I implement and I experiment, and then I come here to teach you the lesson and to give you the advice so that you can improve your life. We are spreading positivity. We are uplifting people. We are trying to do good. Other people can go and talk shit and they're just spreading hate and negativity. We are trying to do good here. And that's why I am like still 100% as certain as possible that this work is so fucking important. So that's why I'm here, and I appreciate you being here as well. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah. By the way, no pressure, but there's a few links underneath this video that you can check out if you want to have a look at my paid programs. When you trust me enough and you feel like my free content has already changed your life, you can have a look at those.